might consider joining a survivor interest group and beginning conversations with people there. Once you've made some friends, you should keep posting comments, photos, and videos that people can respond to. However, while you're having fun getting to know people, you must never forget that what you put on the internet isn't really private. Even if your posts are only available to friends, embarrassing content can still become public. So maybe you'd better think twice before posting those party photos. Once they're out there, you can't take them back. Social networking is a great resource for students. When you're applying to school, you can network by chatting with current students. They could give you an inside view of the school you're interested in. Once in school, you can form study groups, organize your schedule, and much more. But be careful, you might also find yourself wasting valuable study time. Recently, Abigail has decided she's got to limit her social media use.
I must waste hours a day online. I'm always chatting and not doing homework,
she said, but she's still a big fan.
I believe everyone ought to use social networking,
she is quick to point out.
It's a big world out there, and you can meet a lot of interesting new people and stay connected with those you already know. You just have to know when to say enough is enough and sign off.